The state of Alaska has won a lawsuit over the shoddy construction of a Southeast Patrol vessel, winning an award that's double the original construction cost. But it's unclear whether the state will ever get the money. From KTOO in Juneau, Matt Miller has the story.
The shipyard and their insurance company didn't even bother to show up and defend themselves in court. So the state of Alaska won by default.
Yeah, it was very strange. I mean, incredibly strange.
Richard Welsh is a state attorney who specialized in claims and admiralty law. He was put on the case of the bungled construction of the Enforcer. That's a 69-foot patrol vessel used by the Department of Public Safety in Southeast Waters. It was built by Kennedy Ship and Repair of Galveston, Texas.
The principal of that outfit was a fellow by the name of Chris Kennedy, and ultimately just basically abandoned the case. We continued to serve him with all court documents. The court served him as well. And, I'm guessing perhaps a year, he just totally ignored us.
It all started when the state solicited bids for a new patrol boat for Southeast Fisheries, something that could launch skiffs and pull up pots and other fishing gear. Back in January of 2005, the state handed over the final payment to Kennedy Shipyard for the $1.4 million vessel. But just a week later, as it was being loaded onto a carrier vessel, one of the slings broke and the Enforcer was partially dropped on its bow. It was then, during an inspection in a Vancouver shipyard, that the state realized they had been sold a lemon.
There were internal deficiencies that weren't discovered until folks had an opportunity to crawl inside the vessel. Once they got inside compartments and so forth, they discovered shoddy workmanship, deficient components and so forth. As I say, we brought that to the attention of Kennedy and demanded that they honor their warranty. They quite simply refused to do so.
Everything from peeling paint to poor welds, a missing structural rib frame, no watertight bulkheads, garden hoses instead of marine-grade fuel lines. Even worse, the vessel was dangerous, even with the builder adding 7 tons of pig iron for ballast.
Their stability test that they conducted was, inaccurate or false.
Donald Starbird, vessel supervisor for the Department of Public Safety, says they had to keep the vessel tied up during icing conditions or winds over 30 knots.
If, for instance, I took the boat out down near Ketchikan on my own observation and went out and made a just slow ahead 4 knots, made a hard turn to port, and the boat heeled over drastically to starboard. The cabin heeled way over, and most boats would come back, they'd rock back and forth. Well, in this case, the Enforcer just stayed heeled over during the whole turn, and, if there were wind or waves involved, that would have been a dangerous situation, and that was in good conditions at slow speed.
Starbird says another vessel built by Kennedy was also unusable. The 45-foot Churchill is still out of the water in Cordova, waiting for a potential buyer to take on repairs. And the company that provided the surety bond for Kennedy, well, that may have been a complete scam.
We did look into the matter extensively. We just simply were unable to get the surety to respond to our repeated requests. We also did some research and discovered that the states of Florida and Texas, I believe, have brought actions against the surety and basically have enjoined them from conducting business in those states.
International Fidelity and Surety Limited listed its corporate headquarters in the Republic of Vanuatu, a South Pacific island nation with a notorious reputation as a tax haven. Federal regulators shut them down in this country in late 2007 for being an unlicensed insurance company and charged 8 people with fraud. So what's all this mean for Alaska? In Juneau Superior Court recently, Welsh was able to win over a $1.6 million judgment against Kennedy Shipyard for the extra work and almost $1.4 million from IFS to cover the deficiency repairs. But actually collecting all that money, well, that's another thing.
Ultimately, whether we will or not, I'm not sure, but we certainly intend to pursue that to attend, and if there's money there, we'll collect on it.
Now the state has a marine engineering firm on contract to prevent such disasters from happening again. And as for the Enforcer itself, it's a completely different boat.
It is an outstanding vessel now.
It just took another 2 years and nearly 3 times the original cost for the state to get the boat it wanted. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.